between the undefeated King Cove T-Jacks and the Wasilla Lake Rams. T-Jacks with the ball deep in the corner to Avery Samuelson. Bounce pass to Johnny. Back to Cody. Fakes the three. Goes right side to Christensen. Puts up a 12-footer. No good. The rebound loose. Christensen gets it back. Goes up. Puts it up. No good off the right side of the rim. Rebounded there by Seth Jenkins for the Rams. Long down-court pass to Jesse Schaefer. Back to Seth. Seth puts up a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound out there by Johnny Samuelson. Long pass down-court to Cody Mack. And Cody goes for the reverse layup, but he's called for a traveling violation. And with 7:27 to go in the second quarter, the Rams will have the basketball trailing the T-Jacks 20-14. Taylor Roth with it. Passes it down to Tim Knight in the corner to Grissom. Grissom goes up for a two, nothing but air. The rebound is taken there by Seth Schaefer as Avery Samuelson didn't get position, and Avery's going to be called for a foul. That's Avery's second, and that'll be the team's. I have them down for eight. So we're going to see the Rams shooting for the remainder of the first half. Schaefer with his first free throw up, no good off the right side. And he'll have another. And Josh Grissom goes out, and Ethan Jenkins back in the game for the Rams. Second free throw up by Schaefer, and it is good. And the T-Jacks lead is cut to five. Samuelson inbounds the ball to Christensen, back to Johnny, and he brings it to the left side across the timeline. Gets it on the left wing over there. I can't see who has it. Avery Samuelson. Avery goes for a two-pointer, no good. And the rebound is loose and comes out to Taylor Roth. He gets it quickly across the line for the Rams. Now they pull up, and the pass is out of bounds off of Jesse Schaefer, back to the T-Jacks. T-Jacks leading scorers, Cody Mack with eight, Johnny Samuelson with six, Jordan Mark and Avery all with two. Johnny goes between the legs, fakes, takes a two-point jumper off the glass, and good! For the T-Jacks' first point of the second quarter, Johnny now with eight on the game. And the just missed a little action there as we got our phone plugged in. And we lost the connection for a second. The Rams scored the basket, and then Johnny Samuelson comes back with a quick three. And the T-Jacks lead 25-17. Rams go down, and a nice shot up and in by Tim Knight. Johnny pushing the ball down, goes behind the back, and it's knocked away from behind, and it's going to be T-Jacks ball on the far side. 6-0. What do we have here? All of a sudden, everything got quiet. And I guess it's because Mark Newton's coming back in the game. So Mark comes in for Josiah. Johnny passes in to Christian. Johnny with long three. He's feeling it, nothing but net. That one, a good 5 feet behind the line. Back-to-back threes by Johnny, and the T-Jacks lead is up to nine. The ball is knocked away by Mark Newton right underneath us here and out of bounds to the Rams. We're going to unplug the phone here, try to go a little while on power. Here's a long three by Taylor Roth. No good. Rebounded by Christensen. His outlet to Cody Mack. And Cody is run into there by Taylor Roth, and the ball goes out of bounds off Roth to the T-Jacks. 5:45 to play, second quarter, 28-19, T-Jacks by nine. And there's a steal. Taylor Roth brings the ball down and puts it in for the Rams, and he's going to draw a foul. The foul on Christensen, his first. And Taylor Roth goes to the line looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. 28-21, T-Jacks lead. Taylor's shot is up and bounces around and in. And we have a whistle for a substitution as Josh Grissom comes back in for the Rams, replacing Tim Knight. So we have Grissom, Roth, Jenkins, and Schaefer for the Rams. We have Cody, Josiah, Johnny, Christian, and Mark on the floor for the T-Jacks. Now they leave Johnny open for a long three. No good. Christensen with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Christensen with his first 2 points of the night. And the T-Jacks lead by eight. The Rams get the ball down quickly. Nice pass inside to Jenkins. He kicks it out for an open three by Grissom. Shot is no good. Ball is tipped around and corralled by Seth Jenkins in the corner. He gets it out to Grissom, who hits Ethan Jenkins in the middle, and he makes a fake, but he's called for the travel. Turnover to the T-Jacks. trying to get you some information between plays with both teams pushing the ball up and down the floor here. Clock ticking down to 5 minutes left to play in the first half. T-Jacks 30, Rams 22. Samuelson with the ball left wing, kicks it down to Mark Newton. Mark dribbles, cross-court pass to Cody Mack outside the three-point line. He dribbles and gives it back to Johnny, who goes right side, dishes for Josiah Mack, follow-away jumper in and out. No good. Rebound underneath by Ethan Jenkins. He gets the ball out to Taylor Roth. Taylor, crossover dribble, gets around Cody Mack. Cody recovers, a long pass cross-court to Grissom, fakes the shot, gives it to Taylor Roth for a three. Nothing but net. Taylor Roth, good three-point shooting for the Rams, and they cut the T-Jack lead to 30 to 25. There they go. They had a two up on the board initially. 4:20 to play. Johnny Samuelson calling the play. Kicks it right side for Christensen. He dribbles, loses it, gets it back, gives it to Johnny. He dribbles between the legs, kicks it over left side to Mark Newton, who comes across the top of the arc, gets it to Cody. Cody back to Mark, left side to Johnny for an open three. Johnny's three is short, and the ball goes out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be to the T-Jacks, and it will. Good call by the referee. We had a good view of that one, even though it's down at the far end. Ball is inbound to Mark Newton. Back to Johnny. He drives into the lane. Dishes underneath for Josiah Matthew. Goes up, and his shot is blocked. Nice defense there by Seth Jenkins. And now a long pass for Schaefer, and he inbounds and puts it underneath it. Ethan Jenkins, who finishes with a two-pointer off the glass. And the T-Jacks lead is cut to three with 3:40 to play in the second quarter. Good test tonight for the T-Jacks. And Johnny Samuelson called for a double dribble. It looked like the ball caught on his hip as he brought it across the timeline, and it's turned over back to the Rams. So they could tie it with a three. Taylor Roth kicks it left side to Schaefer. Schaefer back to Roth in the lane. Ethan Jenkins, nice pass. His shot is off the glass and good. And this balcony is filling up with fans, and they're into this game. 30-29, T-Jacks by a single point. And this Rams team is not rolling over, as so many of the T-Jacks opponents do when they're faced with the pressure defense. And now Johnny was kneeling down to tie his shoe as Mark Newton dribbled the ball up top for the T-Jacks. And the referee calls a timeout to allow Johnny to get his shoe retied. And now we're back to action. Cody inbounds to Johnny. He dribbles, picks up his dribble, gives it to Christian. His pass nearly stolen. Cody dribbles in for a 10-footer, no good. Christensen with the rebound, no good. And Christian came down with the rebound and was called for a travel. He got slammed to the floor hard, pops back up and hustles down for defense. 2:59 to play in the first half. 30-29, T-Jacks leading the Rams by a single point. Taylor Roth, nice pass into Ethan Jenkins. He looks underneath for Seth Jenkins, and it's off his hand out of bounds. T-Jack's ball. Fast-paced action for you here tonight from the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium in Wasilla, Alaska. The game between the Kinko T-Jacks and Wasilla Lake Rams. Johnny Samuelson with a two that goes off the front of the rim and drops through. Johnny now with the 10 points in the quarter, 16 for the game. The T-Jacks lead 32-29. Taylor Roth launches a three-pointer. No good. Rebound underneath by Jenkins. The ball is loose. Tipped out by Josiah Mack with a random save. Taking it back, Taylor Roth drives in, puts it up and in. Nice work by Taylor Roth. He's in double figures for the Rams, and they cut the lead back to one. Johnny Samuelson goes right side, dribbles between the legs, comes back out, gives it to Mark Newton at the top of the arc to Cody Mack for an open three, right wing, rolls around, no good. The rebound is taken there by Ethan Jenkins, and he lost the ball as he began to bring it up the court. Out of bounds to the T-Jacks. Tim Knight checks back in for the Rams. And the T-Jacks inbound the ball left side. 2:02 to play in the first half. Johnny launches a long three off the front of the rim. No good. Johnny kind of hurried that one. Off bounds. He was well defended by the Ram player. Taylor Roth now brings it across half court. Launches it right underneath to Grissom, back to Roth. Nice look inside for Ethan Jenkins. His shot left, no good. Rebound by Christensen. He gets Coach Mack on the fast break. Frank Cody lays it up and in. Big play there by the T-Jacks as they nearly fell behind, and now they extend their lead to 3 points with a minute and a half to go here in the first half. Nice pass out here to Grissom on the wing. His shot is up, no good. The rebound is taken by Knight over Johnny Samuelson. And he steps on the line, and the ball will be turned over to the T-Jacks. King Cove getting a good test here tonight from this Wasilla Lake Rams team, led by Taylor Roth with some outstanding three-point shooting. Johnny inbounds the ball to Mark with a minute 16 to play. Back to Johnny as he brings it across the timeline to Christensen. Cody Mack down in the right corner. Nice dish inside to Josiah Mack, and he finishes it for his first two of the game. Nice dish by Cody there as he got Josiah cutting across the middle. Now here's a steal by Johnny. He's going to lob it to Cody. Cody goes in, lays it up and in. As we tick under a minute to go, and King Cove's lead is suddenly 38-31. Taylor Roth weaves between two King Cove defenders, and he goes to pass the ball to the corner to Josh Grissom, and Josh cut the other way. The ball goes out of bounds to the T-Jacks. 43 seconds to play. The T-Jacks looking to finish with a flurry here at the end of the first half. Johnny brings it up right wing deep. Looks cross for Mark Newton. Back to Johnny, and he's got Cody open for a three. Cody launches it. It's short. Follows his shot. Puts it up. No good. Good follow by Cody, but he couldn't get the foot back. 28 seconds to go as Taylor Roth brings the ball across half court, defended by Cody and Johnny. Grissom within the three-point range, closely guarded below us by Johnny and Josiah. The ball is loose. Taylor Roth gets it, puts it up, and he's called for the travel. Turnover to the T-Jacks. Good pressure defense right below us here by the T-Jacks. Johnny calls a change offense with 16 seconds left. The T-Jacks are going to look for a final shot here, leading 38-31. In the second quarter, Johnny kicks it across to the right side to Mark. He hands it off to Johnny. Johnny goes right. He stutter steps, goes out, got an open two, off the glass, and good. And they ran that to perfection, getting Johnny open. And the referee talking with Johnny about something here. He's giving Johnny some instruction or explaining maybe why he does or does not get a particular call. This discussion initiated by the referee with Johnny Samuelson. He pats Johnny on the back, and Johnny understands what he's saying to him. And that ends the first half. So hectic first half of play here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gymnasium in Wasilla, Alaska. And the halftime score, the King Cove T-Jacks 40, the Wasilla Lake Rams 31. We'll give you the leading scores here for the T-Jacks before we go to break. Johnny Samuelson in the second quarter tallied 12 points. He has 18 for the game. Cody Mack has 12. Good first half by Cody. Two by Jordan Hamilton, who set out much of the first half with foul trouble. He has three fouls. Two by Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Josiah Mack, and Christian Christensen. So that rounds out the scoring for the rookies as they tally 20 in each quarter. And lead at halftime, or I said the rookies, the T-Jacks, as they had 20 per quarter, and they lead at the half 40-31. We'll be back with you in 8 minutes for the exciting second half of action here on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. Back to you, Virgil. 12. Good first half by Cody. Two by Jordan Hamilton, who set out much of the first half with foul trouble. He has three fouls. Two by Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, Josiah Mack, and Christian Christensen. So that rounds out the scoring for the rookies as they tally 20 in each quarter. And lead at halftime, or I said the rookies, the T-Jacks, as they had 20 per quarter, and they lead at the half 40-31. We'll be back with you in 8 minutes for the exciting second half of action here on KSDP Radio, Sandpoint, King Cove, Alaska. Back to you, Virgil.